buried alive. Contributions from amateur collectors contributed to Illinois' status as one of the world's best sites for soft-bodied fossils. Story by Kathy Andrews. They are described as elegant, exciting, and impressive, and the type of discovery many dream about, but few are fortunate enough to claim during a lifetime. Their rarity, quality, and diversity elevate their rarity of origin, Grundy, Will, Kankakee, Livingston, and LaSalle counties, to a global place of honor. These are the Mason Creek fossils, fossilized concretions representing more than 400 species of plants and 320 species of animals found in the Francis Creek Shale that formed during the Coal Age 300 million years ago. Their rarity comes not because of their fossilized hard parts of animals, bones, shells, teeth, but because conditions permitted fossilization of soft body parts, eyes, digestive tracts, entire jellyfish, and worms. Along with a handful of locations worldwide, the Mason Creek fossil deposits are known as Lagerstätte, a German word that translates to resting places. It's a term now used by geologists to describe spectacular deposits of fossils. The majority of the Mason Creek specimens were collected once surface mining became common in the 1920s, explained Chris Widga, assistant curator of geology at the Illinois State Museum. Amateur paleontologists such as Francis Tully, George Langford Sr., and Joe Jobst have significantly contributed to museum collections. Widga pulled out a drawer of Tully monsters from a wall of cabinets 20 drawers high and 8 drawers wide, revealing small jewelry boxes housing the museum's recently expanded collection. Tully became somewhat of a household name in Illinois when his namesake Tully monster was designated our state fossil in 1989, Widga continued. With the recent acquisition of the Jobst collection, scientists can examine the range of variability in the species, which might offer clues to how it lived. George Langford Sr. followed in the footsteps of his father and grandfather, possessing a deep curiosity in nature and pursuing engineering as an avocation. Langford's interest in paleontology began when he was 10 years old, and it is his collection of fossils from the Mason Creek area that gained him great fame. After retiring at 71, Langford began a second career as a paleobotanist at the Field Museum in Chicago. Langford probably cracked open hundreds of thousands of nodules in his lifetime and provided the world with one of the best collections of Mason Creek fossils, Widga said. The Illinois State Museum recently acquired more than 1,500 fossils from the collection of another amateur, Joe Jobst, a school teacher from South Chicago who took his fossil hunting students on weekend trips to active Grundy County surface mines in the 1960s and 70s. The Mason Creek fossils are mostly an accident of preservation, Widga explained. During the Pennsylvanian period, a tropical climate existed in this region. At least one large river flowed into an estuary and then the ocean. As sediment accumulated on this river delta, the mud surrounding buried organisms was compressed, then turned to stone. The days of cracking open a couple hundred nodules in a couple of hours are gone, Widga said, in noting that the heyday of fossil hunting at Mason Creek has passed. The mines have closed, the thick undergrowth is common, making locating shale exposures difficult. For a fraction of geologic time, scientists and amateurs took advantage of the opportunity to glean remnants of a diverse 300-million-year-old tropical environment. Mason Creek fossils attract the attention of researchers throughout the world and earn Illinois fame as home to a rare motherlode.